I'm like self-hate and unwellness and poverty, or like this living in this really bad way. And then, you know, as he discovers more about his history and as he starts to understand what his path is, he starts to love himself. He falls in love. He's in a healthy relationship. He gets famous and rich. That's it. That's how I want us to look in the future.
And that brings an end to Native Solidarity News here on CKUT 90.3. We're about 3 minutes away from 7 o'clock when Soul Perspectives is going to hit the airwaves. Today on Native Solidarity News, we had a full show. We had three different pieces about ABTECH, which is a network of academics, artists, and technologists whose goal is to define and share conceptual and practical tools that will allow us to create new Aboriginally determined territories within the web pages, online games, and virtual environments that we call cyberspace. We also spoke with Maya Rolbengani, who's a member of Missing Justice, about the Memorial March coming up on Valentine's Day, February 14th at 3 p.m. at Cabot Square. That's at the corner of Atwater and St. Catharines. You can get there on the Atwater, at the Atwater Metro. We also heard a whole slew of awesome music and an update from the Intertribal Youth Center located at St. Laurent, Ontario Street, which is open to youth, which is 30 and under, for a whole bunch of different activities. I'm going to turn the mic over to Joey, my co-host, before we leave, who's going to introduce the last song.
Yes, this is a song that I've been listening to a lot lately. It's Vinnie Paz, End of Days.
Is where you think you're free, when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. Think you're free. Free.
What the human race is suffering from is...
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
I'm
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I'm back. It's been a while. Christian here with you on this Thursday night. Been gone for about a month, and got to give a big shout out to Marcus, who's been holding it down here for Fleur and I over the last month, for the month of January. Did an awesome job on the show, had some great guests in, played some amazing music. So shout out to Marcus tonight. Thanks, buddy, for stepping up and taking over the airwaves for us on Thursday evenings. Shaking the rust a little bit here. Like I said, it's been a couple weeks. Mother's Children helping me shake it there. That was our first song. Mother's Children with Bad Side of Town. Four-piece rock and roll band from Ottawa. Really like their sound. Nice and upbeat track for you to start off the show. Next up, I'm going to play a new one from, I'm going to say, one of my favorite bands over the last year. A great Canadian group from Alberta, but playing out of Toronto, Ontario. Rural Alberta Advantage. Saw them a few months ago at the Biltmore, and lucky enough to be there to check them out. They're actually playing a show tomorrow night in Guelph called the Hillside Festival. And the Hillside Festival has been going on since about the mid-80s, and they're actually a nonprofit organization that runs this festival, and their mission is to create and present music-focused events and projects within a non-commercial, environmentally responsible framework while engaging a diverse, multi-generational community and volunteer base. So they have a great mission, and that's what every festival should be about. Definitely non-commercial, which a lot of them are not these days. A lot of festivals out there are all about making the buck. So Hillside Festival tomorrow night, Rural Alberta Advantage is playing with Sarah Harmer, so another great Canadian musician. So they'll be swinging through town April 8th. They're playing the venue in support of their album, or their second album called Departing, which is going to be released on March 1st. And here is the first single from that new album. It's called Stamp. So here is Rural Alberta Advantage with Stamp on CITR.
kiss the kids at noon, then stumbled out of the room. I caught a cab, ran up a tab on 7th and Flower. Best decided I had to run, missed my son's graduation. Punched the nickel boy for taking his seat. He gets all that anger from me. Still things could be much worse. Natural disaster on the evening news. Still things could be much worse. We still got our help. My paycheck in the mail. I promise to my wife and children I'd never touch another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing. This will blow over in time. This will all blow over in time. Chapter tax deductible charity organization. 2 weeks paid vacation won't heal the damage done. I need another one. Still things could be much worse. Natural disasters on the evening news. Still things could be much worse. We still got our to my wife and children I'd never touch another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing to mix a gin and sink into oblivion. I promise to my wife and children that accident left everyone a little shook up. But at the meetings I felt so empty. This will blow over in time. This will all blow over in time.
Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
It's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Because 2 times 3 is 6. And 3 times 6 is 18. And the 18th letter in the alphabet is
R.
Yeah. We got 3 R's we're gonna talk about today. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Well, if you go over to the market to buy some juice, you gotta bring your own bags and you learn to reduce your weight. We gotta learn to reduce. And if your brother or your sister's got some cool clothes, you can try them on before you buy some more of those. Reuse. We gotta learn to reuse. And if the first 2 hours don't work out, and if you gotta make some trash, well, don't throw it out. Recycle. We gotta learn to recycle. Yeah. We got 3 weeks, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Because 3, it's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Christian here, and that was Jack Johnson, actually, with the 3 R's. That was a Money Mark remash, which I kind of liked because it was a little bit different. Playing that song because I think the message is awesome. It's called the 3 R's, and obviously it's pretty pretty evident that's kind of trying to educate, I guess, children on recycling and not wasting, you know, clothing and food and various other resources. I think it's a very important thing to teach children when they're young so that they can grow up the right way and hopefully make a difference for themselves and those that are going to be following them. And something that, just while we're on the topic of the environment, something I wanted to talk about a little bit on today's show. Jenny, my girlfriend, actually is, she's like a scientist, I'm going to call her. She introduced me to this website called the Ecological Footprint Center for Sustainable Economy. And it's a really interesting website that actually allows you to calculate how many Earths it would take if everyone on the Earth lived the same as you did, you know, using the resources, eating the same food, you know, various things. So just a little bit off their website. Ecological footprints measure humanity's demands on nature. Everything we do has consequences, obviously. Have you ever wondered how much nature your lifestyle requires? Well, this quiz on this website can actually help you find out. The Ecological Footprint Quiz estimates the amount of land and ocean area required to sustain your consumption patterns and absorb your waste on an annual basis. After answering 27 easy questions, which I actually did the other day, you'll be able to compare your ecological footprint to others and learn how to reduce your impact on the Earth. So I took this this quiz, actually it was over the weekend, last Sunday, and answered the 27 questions. It takes probably about 5 minutes, and the results are absolutely astounding, scary. I think I'm fairly, you know, environmentally friendly, eco-conscious person, and the way I live, it were, and if everyone else lived like me, it would require over 3 Earths to sustain our ecological footprint. So, and this measures various things. Measures your carbon footprint, So your home energy and your transportation, the waste that it causes, your food footprint. So if you buy locally, obviously your scores there are going to be lower. Your housing footprint and your goods and services footprint. So really interesting. If you want to take this quiz, and I suggest you do, check it out at www.myfootprint.org. And like I said, it's 27 questions and takes about 5 minutes to answer, and some interesting stuff comes out of it. So before Jack Johnson, we had Cold War Kids with We Used to Vacation. That was an acoustic version. That was from their album called Robbers and Cowards. A great track that I just stumbled upon recently. Probably one of my favorite songs right now. That acoustic version is quite unique. So great song there from Cold War Kids. Coming up, we've got a band that I've just started listening to. They're a local band from Vancouver. An indie rock dream pop band is what they call themselves. This is from, I believe it's from their latest album. So here is Young Galaxy is the band name from Vancouver with Peripheral Visionaries from their album called Shape Shifting. On Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
We inhabit see the doctor, I mean go see the DR. He signs that little green card, you take that down to DR. This time when I say DR, I mean Dwayne Reed, Eastbourne. Dwayne runs every street corner on the Eastern Seaboard. He'll get you what you need, get you right, get you lean on. To bring you to your knees, but it ain't nothing you can't sleep on. If you're out in California and you Jones and even harder, it's a Walgreens on the corner, ain't no police on the corner. They'll get you straightened out, get you loaded, get you sorted, get you up, get you off, bring you down, do it home. See, we don't cop from Avon Parks, but from a save on the sale. It's easier than buying barbells at a yard sale. Sales is tough, it ain't like it's a hard sale. Doctors, the pharmacist, the company, they all down. They'll mix it up. They run the largest cartel. Poppin', poppin', poppin'.
Pills, pills.
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 Started taking six a day.
Till your headache goes away.
And your panic goes away.
And you're feeling pretty great.
It's like a mini getaway.
But then that goes away.
So you go back to the clinic, cause the medic's selling you.
Now you're taking 10 a day.
Can't feel your face.
Self-medicate.
Baby, I'm a base hit.
But you ain't alone, homie. No, it's ordinary folks on it. Oh, so many more than have a pick. Pro ballers, politicians all swallow whole bottles. Role models won't admit
we all cope with no problems.
English teachers grow mechanically to sing as famous actors. Recently your favorite rappers even seem to become enemies. I know all kind of people that have all kind of dependencies.
But far beyond any of the drugs I just finished mentioning, the more I know have died off the shit prescribed medically.
Poppin', poppin', poppin'.
Pills, pills.
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 It's got Nancy when I ask a simple question. If nature has the answers, what's the deal with all the medicine? I know a guy who prescribed a cure for his depression. It only made him nuts. He went from one to popping seven an hour. I popped the tab to clear my indigestion. Now I'm coughing up a storm, and that's another new prescription. Somehow I can't control the runs. I ran into the kitchen to pop a cure to counter that. And now I'm seeing visions. I woke up in the psych ward, but the doctor didn't listen. She said I must have ADD and OCD both mixed in. She shoved the funnel in my mouth and filled it full of Ritalin, then gaffled my insurance card and took a trip to Italy. Insidiously body laying on the table trembling. Is this the end of me? Where is the sympathy? Where's the humanity? This is insanity. My liver's gonna break. And all that I was trying to do was fix a stomach.
Poppin', poppin', poppin'.
Pills, pills.
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 That's life, it happens. Woke up on the dark side of my mattress. I guess I forgot to set my clock. Overslept, almost lost the job. Been to top it off, I'm kinda hungry. But can't eat till I find my money. It's in my wallet, but my wallet ain't in my pocket. Can't remember the last time I saw it. And they don't want me in a bad mood. Afraid that it'll spread and everyone will catch an attitude. They got them all singing the same tone. Thinking I should go and start a fire in the break room. Co-workers make make me sick. And the manager really ain't shit, but I can't quit, so I'm hiding in the basement, holding on to my face like fuck this place. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Hell no, I ain't going to school. The teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids mess with each other always, all day. Class warfare up and down the hallways. And if you ain't popular, nobody talks to you unless they mocking you. Not even the bus driver or the hall monitor. I might as well climb inside my locker, huh? It's a bad day, bad week, and a bad month. Don't nobody wanna trade with my bag lunch. Someday I'ma be so cool, but for now I got cheap shoes, so I keep losing. Girls give no love to a poor man. It's a prison, the clock is warding, and it won't get no better when I get home. So I listen to the voice in my headphones. It say, every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Can't dance with an upset stomach. The overdraft notices just kept coming. Somebody broke into the porch and stole a chair. Top of your head stopped growing hair. Broken glass, computer crash. The car won't start and the tires went flat. Dog got loose, brought back a dead cat. Daughter found it and had a panic attack. Plus you ain't had sex in how long? Afraid to admit that the fire's all gone. The better half is talking about separate. You wish you could take it back to yesterday. You're not alone, it's hard as hell. But don't waste no time feeling sorry for self. We'll be right here with you through your war. Cause you're the one that we make this music for. Now turn it up. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play. Every day can't be the best day. Do what you can right now, don't hesitate. That's why we try to make love and get paid. Take the bad with the good, now let's play.
Mark Vort of New Westminster raised awareness for cystic fibrosis and became the subject of an award-winning documentary. Celebrate her life at the 65 Red Roses Benefit Concert, February 11th at Massey Theater. Featuring Dan Mangan, Hannah Georges, and the Zolas, all proceeds will benefit the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit MasseyTheater.com or cfvancouver.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. You've got Christian here on your Thursday evening. That was Atmosphere with The Best Day from their album To All My Friends, Blood Makes the Blood Blade Holy. And before that, we had Lyrics Born with Pills from his latest album called As You Were. And I chose to play that song because I think it takes a different view, or maybe not a different view, but an interesting view on pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical drugs and pills, obviously, it being called pills. It is often, prescription drugs are often overlooked as a form of possible addiction or something that, you know, are bad. Generally, people look to them to, you know, cure headaches and sleeping problems and various other ailments. But interestingly enough, prescription drugs are second only to marijuana in popularity. So second most popular drug in the world, apparently. So I think Lyrics Born takes an interesting view on it. And I mean, some of the lyrics he uses are kind of, you know, funny in a way. But they definitely tackle a pretty serious thing. And some statistics regarding prescription drug abuse. Nearly 7 million Americans are abusing prescription drugs, and that's more than the number who are abusing cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, ecstasy, inhalants combined. So that's a crazy statistic. 7 million was just 3.8 million in 2000, so an 80% increase in just 6 years. So this is something that didn't used to be quite this large of a problem, and it's over doubled in the last 11 years. So in the last decade, the people abusing prescription drugs has just skyrocketed. Prescription pain relievers are new drug users' drug of choice versus others like weed or cocaine. Opiate painkillers now cause more drug overdose deaths than cocaine and heroin combined. Nearly 1 in 10 high school seniors admits to abusing powerful prescription painkillers, a shocking 40% of teens, and an almost equal number of their parents think abusing prescription painkillers is safer than abusing street drugs. Misuse of painkillers represents 3/4 of the overall problem of prescription drug abuse. So I know we talk about a lot about on the show about other, you know, forms of drug use down on the, you know, downtown east side here in our beautiful city of Vancouver, but prescription drug use is something we don't often talk about, and I think it's something, you know, that should be talked about more. So, yeah, playing Pills Tonight by Lyrics Born, I think, gave me a good opportunity to kind of discuss that a little bit. So it's something to think about, for sure. So next up, we're playing a great punk rock band. It's been around for a while. They're an American punk rock band formed in 1978. So they've been doing it for, geez, over two decades now. Formed in Fullerton, California. Social Distortion is the band name. Their lead singer and guitarist, Mike Ness, is definitely the face of the band, and writes all of the lyrics and writes most of the songs. They temporarily disbanded in 85 due to Ness's drug addiction. Funnily enough, we're talking about that just a couple minutes ago. But great band from California. And we're going to play a new song from them off their latest album, Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, which was just released. But they're actually great supporters of the SPCA. And that actually, I wanted to talk about this on the show as well. The BC SPCA has been very busy over the last week. I'm sure most of you have heard about this, but the slaughter of 100 Whistler sled dogs, just this story really, really saddens me, and as well as a number of other people that I've been talking to. So the SPCA in BC has actually been investigating this. I was actually talking to my girlfriend about going and actually doing some sled dogging up in Whistler in two weekends, strangely enough. But 100 sled dogs at Whistler-based Outdoor Adventures company were mass executed in January. They had about 300 dogs on the facilities, I guess, and they didn't need that many anymore because I think they had them for the Olympics, apparently. So they put down 100 sled dogs, and in a mass grave site, and just, you know, basically buried them. And this came to light because the worker that had to execute these animals is actually suffering from post-traumatic stress, and is being treated for this, and so this came to light through WorkSafe BC, and I think it's absolutely astounding. So I think the tour company is called Howling Dogs, if I am correct here. Let me see. Yeah, Howling Dogs. It's an outdoor adventures company. Outdoor Adventures is the main company, but run by a 29-year-old Joey Hussein. So please do not support this company. I think what they've done is absolutely astounding. So hopefully the SPCA investigation is successful, and hopefully some justice will be brought to this, because it's absolutely astounding that 100 dogs were put down. So 100 beautiful dogs. Anyways, enough about that. Here's Social Distortion with Machine Gun Blues on Are You Aware?
Four. your town, took all your loot, bought a pink carnation and a pinstripe suit, hopped up a V8 Ford and some two-tone shoes. And I'm already gone. I let the pool of blood and sorrow. I've got the machine gun blues. I'll be out of here for the break of dawn. I'll hit the highway, smoke a big cigar. I'll stop and bury the cash. And get some more. There's only one thing on my mind that's making it across that old state line. Without a hell of avenging bullets waiting there for me. And I'm already gone. I left the path of your destruction.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Red lipstick, black dress.
this morning, what do I see? 3,000 cameras pointed at me. Deuce, as you leave, I'm like, yes, that's me, sir. Well, you just knocked up the VP nominee's daughter. So I tell him, no, you got it wrong, mister. Already got a girl, and her name's Bristol. They all laugh and say, where you been, sonny? Your mother-in-law's a heartbeat from the presidency. So I say, mother-in-law, no, we ain't getting married. They say, soon you will, boy. She just announced it. I get on my dirt bike and ride to my girls. I'm gonna lay down the law. To hang out with the boys, play some hockey, do some fishing and kill some moose. I like to shoot the shit, do some chilling, I guess. You fuck with me and I kick your ass. Turns out we don't believe in abortion, and sex outside marriage is against our religion. And when I try to tell my 18 years old, they say, Levi, it's too late. You gotta do as you're told. I say, mother-in-law, no. I'm gonna lay down the law and tell her what's going on. I'm a fucking redneck. I live to hang out with the boys, play some hockey, do some fishing and kick some lips. Oh! I like to shoot the shit, do some chilling, I guess. You fuck with me and I'll kick your ass.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Ben Folds with Nick Hornby. His song was called Levi Johnston Blues from Ben Folds' album called Lonely Avenue. So all music on that album is actually provided by Ben Folds. And Nick Hornby is an author, and he wrote all the lyrics. So quite an interesting collaboration. And I really, really like that song. I think it's catchy and also pretty funny. The subject matter specifically. Obviously, Levi Johnston is the former fiancé of Bristol Palin, famous for being Sarah Palin's daughter, obviously. So some of the lyrics there are quite, I find, quite humorous. You know, kind of gave me a chuckle there when I was listening to it. And just not that, you know, Levi Johnston is, you know, newsworthy, but he actually has a Wikipedia or he's on Wikipedia, and he is running to be the mayor of Wasilla, Alaska. Let's see, October 4th, 2011 election. So very interesting. I'll probably pay attention to that, not because it's important, but just because I'm praying right now that he doesn't get elected. That would be a disaster for Wasilla, Alaska. But anyways, great song from Ben Folds with Nick Hornby from Lonely Avenue. Before that, we had Weezer with a song off their latest album. The song was called Ruling Me, off of the latest album called Hurley. And Weezer has actually recently contributed a track to a charity program. The charity program is called Target Cancer, which is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping fund research into rare and lesser known cancers. And they've actually launched a new download series. It's called The Right Track, Tunes to Target Cancer. The series features exclusive downloads of new and rare music from Weezer, Ween, The Donnas, Cowboy Junkies, Dean and Britta, Buffalo Tom, Linda Thompson, Drug Rug, and many others, with more artists to be added in the coming months, apparently. So in addition to these exclusive Pay What You Wish downloads, it's a 99-cent minimum, though. The Right Track will sponsor a series of concerts and events with 100% of proceeds from all of its initiatives going directly to research funding. And just a little quote from the band. We jumped at the chance to give an exclusive track for Target Cancer Charity, said Weezer. We feel this is an extremely worthy and urgent cause and are all happy to help out. So the some of the tracks, let's see, that Weezer contributed a track called The Rat Race. Ween contributed DC Won't Do You No Good. So some good songs on Target Cancer here, and more to be added. So check that out online, and you know, make a donation and get a song. You know, you can't go wrong there, right? 99 cents goes into charity, and you get a track out of it. Sounds like a pretty darn good deal to me. So next up, we're going to be playing a song from, well, I'm going to call him the master innovator of ambient music. So a little bit of Brian Eno coming up here. He's an English musician, composer, record producer, music theorist, singer, visual artist, and obviously best known as one of the principal innovators of ambient music. And he, over the years, he's been active in music for quite some time now. And over his career, he's been quite involved in a various number of political issues. Been very active politically throughout his life, and frequently writing letters to government ministers, appearing at political debates, writing newspaper columns, actually, to express his political views. And he's sharply critical of Margaret Thatcher's government decisions to reduce funding to the BBC World Service in the past here. Arguing against the cuts. And actually in 96, he also started the Long Now Foundation to educate the public about the very long-term future of society. and he's also a columnist for a British newspaper, The Observer. So very, very interesting. A lot of these things you don't find out about these artists, so that's why you got to listen to Are You Aware, right? So from Brian Eno, we're going to play a track from his latest album. The album's called Small Craft on a Milk Sea, and this song is called Two Forms of Anger. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
We'll be right back. going out the window. But we're still moving so slow. Smaller than a grain in a silo. Faster than a flash of lightning. No matter how many times you cry, you still fall asleep with a sigh. No matter how many times you cry, you still fall asleep with a sigh. No matter how many times you cry, you still fall asleep with a sigh. No matter how many times you cry, your heart is still dry. Soul's all so worn and old that I can't find the beast in. Back to where I was lost, here at the same old spring. But empty willows, mixing on my yeses and noes. All of our steam's on go, but we're still moving so slow. No matter how many times you cry, you still fall asleep with a sigh. No matter how many times you cry, you still fall asleep with a sigh. No matter how many times you cry, you still fall with a sigh. No matter how many times you cry, your heart is still dry. No, I don't know, but I've been told that where you lie, the sea grows old. So dream your bay, oh, blue hue. It all goes by.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for listening, folks. It's Christian here, all by myself this evening. I gotta say, my co-host Fleur is back in the country, back from a trip to the homeland, Australia, but a little jet lag, folks. So next week, you'll have both of us back in the studio for the show, for the first time in quite some time, actually. As I was saying at the start of the show, Marcus, a good friend of ours, filled in for the month of January. So again, another thank you to Marcus for filling in, and pretty pumped to have Fleur back in the studio next week. It's going to be a good show, to make sure you listen in. Last track we played there was Hooded Fang with their song called Promised Land from their album called Album, simply enough. They're from Toronto, Ontario. Great band. You can check out their website, www.hoodedfang.com, to find out a little bit more about them if you like their sound. And then before that, we had a band called Braids with Plath Heart from their album called Native Speaker. Braids is an art rock band from Calgary, Alberta, presently based in Montreal, though, like so many other Canadian indie bands these days, it's the place to be. The band members met at a young age and began collaborating in high school, interestingly enough. And their debut album, Native Speaker, was released January 18th, 2011, in Canada and the U.S., to critical acclaim. So that is definitely a fresh track from a new band. Like their sound, really nice and upbeat. So check them out if you get the opportunity. It is just before 7:15, so we've got about 20 more minutes left. A few more songs for you coming up. Start off the end of the show, I'm going to call it, with Tom Waits. So most of you have probably heard Tom Waits before. American singer-songwriter, composer, and actor. Very distinct voice. Actually described by some like it was soaked in a vat of bourbon, left hanging in the smokehouse for a few months, and then taken outside and run over with a car. Quite a description, and a good one at that. He has quite a trademark growl. Incorporates kind of a pre-rock music style such as blues, jazz, and very experimental tendencies, kind of verging on industrial music. So a great way to describe his sound. And Tom Waits recently contributed some charity to some poetry to charity. So in November, he contributed a bunch of his poetry to a collection of images of homeless people that was done by photojournalist Michael O'Brien. Waits' words in the book accompany the pictures, and it's called Seeds on Hard Ground is what it's called. So pretty cool, and that'll go all proceeds from the poetry will benefit the Redwood Food Bank, Sonoma County's Homeless Referral Services and Family Support Center, run by the Catholic Charities of Santa Rosa. So good for Tom Waits. So here is a track that that's from an album that came out a couple of years ago called Orphans. So this is called Lowdown. So here is Lowdown by Tom Waits on Are You Aware?
Dim the weed, red and you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
I'm,
Mark.
I'm,
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
All the flowers fade, and all the stars pale, as this bitter beauty grabs you by the tail. How long you hesitate, halfway up the trail? Yeah, it's dark in the trees, and some moons never heal. But you're dreaming with eyes wide open. Your heart has spoken for the first time. All the gone for high points, try to sing so loud, just to drown out the roar as the bombs hit the ground. And the band is whistling Dixie for its sentimental sake. Yeah, that's the sound and the fury of these new dark days. And you're dreaming with eyes wide open. Your heart is spoken for the first time. Penny wishes and the trickle-down schemes and the cracker jackbox prizes splitting at the seams. They're standing in the doorway with your hair all in a maze. You win now your glory. Comes next, and you're dreaming with eyes wide open. Your heart is spoken for the first time. Yeah, you're dreaming with eyes wide open. Your heart.
this just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Have a Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Have a Radio.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That last song was Jason Collette with Bitter Beauty from the album called Pony Tricks. So a great Canadian artist. And that leaves us with one more track for the show tonight. Before we set that up, though, just a special note here. Something that we, Fleur and I, when she's on the show with me, we talk about quite frequently was or is the Dark Was the Night compilation. So if you've never heard of it, Dark Was the Night is the 20th compilation release benefiting the Red Hot Organization, an international charity dedicated to raising funds and awareness for HIV and AIDS. And featured many great artists, including Grizzly Bear, Spoon, The National, many others. And it caught the attention of the indie rock community for its impressive track listing. And it was released, the 20th release by the organization, which was founded in 89. And it was founded as a means of dealing with the AIDS epidemic in the Brooklyn artist community. And I just wanted to highlight this because in December, they actually announced that they'd raised $1 million, the compilation did, since it dropped in February of 2009. So that's quite an accomplishment to raise $1 million. So a great album, and it's done the job. So kudos to those that were involved with producing that and putting that together. Good work on your part. So one last song before I leave you for the evening. Bleak's up next with Exquisite Corpse. Make sure you tune in next week for the reunion of myself and my co-host Fleur. We're going to be in the studio together for the first time in the better part of for the better part of a month. So make sure you tune in next week, Thursday at 6 o'clock. Any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, you can hit us up at areyouawareradio@gmail.com. Look us up on Facebook, too, if you want to get a heads up on all the great things that are coming up on our program. The last song tonight, we're going to play a local band. Here's a little Destroyer for you. With Chinatown on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
sure somebody said it before. I know you and I know the score. I can't walk away, you can't walk away. 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 I can't walk away.
Everyone, one and all, listeners to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's good to be here in the driver's seat again this week. Earlier this week, of course, Monday was our 24 hours of radio art. And I did a bunch of work for that, getting people together and getting tracks from different people all over the North America this time, and setting things up with them, and rendering tracks and editing, doing a bunch of stuff for that, and that was good fun. But like a lot of you, I think I'm a little burnout on the difficult music and sound collage and audio art thing. I've got more music oriented stuff to sort of put salve on the ears. I don't know if that makes much sense, but let's hear some. I've got some music in front of me now, and one of them is Wooden Wand, and he's got an album here called Death Seat from on Young God Records. That is Michael Gira's label, don't you know? So let's hear a track from that. I don't know what this one is called. But let me see. It's called, oh, here we go. It's called Bobby on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Wooden Wand.
They painted his house the color of skin, so the situation called for it, he could blend in. Or maybe just feel like somebody else is hiding within. When I feel it merry and warm and amused by the gin. Newspaper
feels like racing for pinks, and the sky changes color and size each time that it blinks. But it's all entertained by